Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Hudlin's glove, towards Hale, who fields it, throws to second, with Larry covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kroner now playing second base. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Schluter reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Schluter and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Jimmy Dykes now playing second base. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. QL moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Owen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schluter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. QL hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hemsley bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Averill moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.